Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 32. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
"Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water."
"Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Now, the fastest wind ever recorded comes from a hurricane gust. It was on April the 10th, 1996, part of the tropical cyclone Olivia, which passed by Barrow Island in Australia. It was the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane, and it was 254 miles per hour. That's quite a gust of wind. Wind is a scary phenomena when it gets to be strong, like in a storm. And there were many storms. In fact, the area where Jesus was with the disciples and they were out on the lake on a boat was a place which was known for its strong winds and storms. It was a fear of people setting out in their fishing boats, whether they would be subject to that sort of weather, and they would become experts in trying to determine whether there would be a storm. And when they saw Jesus walking on the water, then they were shocked by his mastery over such things as gravity and the viscosity of water. He was able to walk on the water. How could he do that? Well, they saw that he was Lord over over the physicality of the world. But when it came to the wind blowing in your face, Peter, the bravest of the disciples, the one who wanted to be with Jesus the most, stepped out onto the water, and the wind changed his mind. When the wind was against him, he faltered, and then He started to sink. And in your life, maybe today, maybe it's something that's been going on for some time, there may be a wind blowing in your face, something stopping you from getting on with the tasks you know you should be doing, or stepping out in faith to start something new that God has called you to, or enjoying the fullness of life that God has provided. Something is blowing you off course, not a literal wind, but a wind maybe of something in society, or things said against you, or perhaps something physical done against you, or a disease, something that you can't shake off. Whatever it is, whatever is blowing you off course, you can trust God, because he has mastery over all of creation, including, and in this case we must mention it physically, the wind. But Peter was not left there. If we trust in Jesus, we will be saved. Notice that Jesus reached out his hand and saved him. And when Peter was with Jesus, they got back into the boat, the wind died down. Seeing things in perspective, having Jesus with you, means that even the wind cannot blow you off course. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to petertimothycooper.com. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.